This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is brought to you by Cornerstone Mortgage. We're dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past two decades, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit his website at DougHaldeman.com. That's D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com.
You'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. We are broadcasting from the Cornerstone Mortgage Studios and want to welcome my co-host today. We have Tammy Haldeman, my beautiful wife. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
And Tom Turbrock.
Good afternoon, welcome, you Tommy. Two, on this beautiful Sunday.
Yes, beautiful day. Glad to be here.
And spring has sprung.
It has.
Even with the rain, that's fine.
Yep.
Spring is here because what? April showers, bring them. May flowers. Thank you very much.
They do.
Yes.
Well, and I tell you what, we at Cornerstone have been really, really busy with a lot of refinance activity
because great news.
Interest rates have come down, and you know, it's just spurred a lot of activity. We're getting people coming out of the woodwork who are either too busy to do it in the past. Anybody who's bought over the last couple of years really needs to take a close look at it. We have people that bought even late last year that are already wanting to refinance because rates have dropped enough.
Beautiful.
Wow. Now I'm listening.
Yeah, that gets people's attention.
You called this.
Yeah.
I did.
Months ago, you said you think it's going to go lower. Absolutely.
I did say it was going to go lower.
That's my boy, folks.
That's right. Now, at Cornerstone, what can people expect to experience when they walk in the door?
Well, here's what they should expect to experience when they deal with Cornerstone. Mm-hmm. We are the third largest lender in Missouri. Okay, mm-hmm. So we're not a small company. We're a bigger company, but we still have that small town environment or that small company environment in that we give very personalized service. So mm-hmm. when somebody deals with us, we move a process along very, very quickly. Okay, I just talked to somebody the other day who tried to refinance at Bank of America. I probably shouldn't even say the company name, but one of the big banks. Okay, mm-hmm. And it took over 3 months before they finally gave up and came to me. And you know how long it took us to get their loan done?
Let me hear it.
15 days. From start to finish, not 15 business days, 15 calendar days. That includes weekends. And we got it done start to finish in 15 calendar days.
That's fantastic.
That's great.
So we are regularly doing loans in that amount of time without even being a rush.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things about Cornerstone that made it different is they have metrics in place for every phase of the loan process that keeps the process moving quickly. Everything is in a hurry internally because we just do not waste time.
Right.
And we have our feet held to the fire.
And that's what people want to hear.
Well, it is. It is. And the staff that I manage, I run their St. Charles branch.
Mm-hmm.
It just runs like clockwork.
I've met them. It sure does.
I've never seen anything like it.
It's really neat.
It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it enjoyable to manage that branch.
Correct.
And Cornerstone in general because of it.
And the consumer that they may not know, but the owner, Jim, he is on top of everything. He really, I've not really.
Very hands-on.
Very.
Yeah, Jim
and
Dean.
You don't hear a business owner that hands-on as much as he is.
That's also great.
Actually speaks volumes of what he expects of his managers and loan officers and process, the whole thing. And it's a really cool.
Well,
and
here's what it is.
As a customer, I'd be happy.
You see this as the best businesses in any industry. Mm-hmm. It becomes about your standards. Okay,
right.
What are your standards? And it's mm-hmm. only the companies that have extremely high standards that do very well. And that's the difference with Cornerstone Mortgage.
It really is.
They have very, very high standards.
Very much.
So lucky,
Doug,
there.
It's time to refinance. So tell Tom and I, when is it really worth it? We hear about the lower interest rate, but tell us what else is
great
worth
question.
It.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to give you because – I actually have it's Doug's refinance formula.
Ooh,
okay,
like
Doug's
this.
Doug's refi formula, and I'm going to post this on our website at DougHaldeman.com. So if you want to see Doug's refi formula, visit the website and you can download this. And here's the formula because some people will try to give you some rule of thumb. You need to save at least a full percentage point
mm-hmm,
to make
I've
it worth
heard
it.
That. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's just not true.
Okay,
because it depends on your loan amount. Okay, the larger your loan amount, the less you need to save to make it worth it. to refinance. Okay, so somebody with a $100,000 loan needs to save more than somebody with a $400,000 loan. So here is the formula.
Okay.
Okay. You take $125,000,
okay,
and you divide it by your loan amount. That will give you how much you need to save as a percentage rate on your interest.
Okay,
so let's give an example. You have a $250,000 loan.
Okay.
Okay. Take $125,000 and you divide it by a loan amount, so by 250, that's 0.5%.
So you need to at least look for a rate that's
0.5%.
That's
a half a percent. It needs to be half a percent less than your current rate.
Got it.
Okay. $500,000 loan. Okay. Now all of a sudden, you know, you take $125,000 divided by $500,000. That's a quarter percent.
Mm-hmm.
You only need to save a quarter percent to make it worth it.
I see what you're saying now. Okay.
But somebody with $125,000 loan probably needs to save about a 4% to make it worth
it.
So that those amounts can be lowered, though, if we do a no-cost refinance.
Okay.
So no-cost refinance. Here's what that means. So when you hear lenders talking about or advertising a no-cost refi, there is still cost. Okay, somebody still has to pay for your appraisal. Somebody has to pay for the title fees.
Right.
But it basically just means the lender's paying it for you. There is a cost to that for you, and you need to be aware of it. So you get that in the form of a little bit higher interest rate. Okay, you may take a higher interest rate to have really low cost. And in many cases, here's the beauty of this. Let's say if somebody has a $300,000 loan, if I can do it as a no-cost refi, then any savings on the monthly amount would be worth it.
Absolutely.
So even a quarter percent is worth it. You can incrementally work your interest rate down because there's no cost to it. Okay, because normally the big thing is you have to figure out what is the interest savings, how long does it take with that interest savings to make up your closing cost? Well, you want that time period to be fairly short. And that's why rarely do I advise people to pay points to buy their interest rate down. In most cases, I'd go the opposite direction.
Right. So if people are a little confused with all of this, where should they contact you again?
Best way to reach me, you can text me or call me on the Cornerstone Mortgage text line at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Also, on our website at DougHaldeman.com, you can send me a message on there. It's DougHaldeman.com. Look for you on that. You'll see the blog post. Download Doug's refi formula. Okay, I'm going to say it one more time on how to do it. So it's
really proud of this, people.
Well, it's $125,000.
Should be, and it has a great name.
Right.
That's right.
$125,000 divided by your loan amount, and that will give you the percent you need to save to make it worth it to refinance.
Yes.
Download that formula today. So reach out to me. Let me take a look at your loan and see if it's worth it
that's
for
right.
you to refinance, because I may give you the advice that it's not.
That's right.
Okay,
and
if
that's how honest
enough,
he is.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So coming up, do you know if you have good computing habits or not? Well, we're going to be visiting with an IT expert that's going to help keep your information safe. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.